News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm kind of looking at a low temp. It's usually a high temp this time of year, 69 as we get started on this Tuesday. Dr. Bill Williams has your full forecast coming up in just a couple minutes right here on Mobile Mornings. First, let's check traffic in the ride-in. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had accident-free conditions so far. Light traffic, school buses already traveling, but nothing out of the ordinary. From the I-10, 65 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, been a great start along Highway 90. And traveling downtown from the tunnels across the Bayway, no delays to the Eastern Shore. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers today. It will be mild with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers and colder, lows in the lower 40s. Then tomorrow, morning showers and partly cloudy and cool with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
No matter the occasion, at Honey Baked Ham Mobile, they've got you covered. They've got the gift you're tempted to give yourself, a Honey Baked Ham gift card. And if you can't decide what to give this year, let that lucky someone decide. Everyone on your shopping list can choose something for themselves. From their famous hams to delicious side dishes, desserts, and more, they are your gift headquarters this Christmas. Extended holiday hours the week before Christmas for your last-minute shopping convenience. Honey Baked Ham, 3851 Airport Boulevard, 343-3100.
607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, Kane, and Kelly's got her headlines on the way in just a second. Want to kind of give you a heads up, a couple things going on today. Of course, it is a Tuesday. That means Quinn Hillier joins us coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock. Also, the Mobile City Council today could vote on the future of Hank Aaron Stadium.
Today.
Or they could table it.
They could.
Also, that cyber attack going on against Pensacola. We'll get in details on that. A full house vote on impeachment could come within days. Also, Moss introducing a new budget plan that would include higher bills. How much higher? We'll tell you coming up in just a little bit. In sports,
got the Heisman Trophy finalists announced yesterday, and drama at the Snowball Derby in Pensacola.
Oh no, racing drama?
Racing drama, which is some of the most fun drama.
Absolutely. Get to that coming up in just a couple minutes. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Governor Kay Ivey has ordered flags across the state to be flown at half staff today in honor of a Huntsville police officer who was gunned down in the line of duty last week. Officer Billy Fred Clardy III died Friday after being shot during a drug task force operation. 41-year-old LaJeronimony Brown is accused of killing Clardy. He's charged with capital murder and is being held in the Madison County Jail. If convicted, he could face either the death penalty or life in prison without the possibility of parole. Governor Ivey said, quote, "Let us remember the life and service of Officer Clardy, who was a 14-year veteran of the Huntsville Police Department and a decorated veteran of the United States Army. We offer our heartfelt condolences and prayers to his wife and five children, the Huntsville Police Department, and the city of Huntsville." The funeral for Officer Clardy is today at the Mayfair Church of Christ in Huntsville. A public viewing has been scheduled from noon to 2 p.m. at the church, where the service will then follow. Governor Ivey says those flags across the state should be lowered until sunset tonight. A Port City man will spend the rest of his life behind bars after being sentenced on drug trafficking charges. According to the Mobile District Attorney's Office, 31-year-old Jeremy Wade Brock pled guilty to trafficking methamphetamine, first-degree theft of property, possession of a controlled substance, and unlawful distribution of a controlled substance. He was sentenced on Monday and now faces additional sentencing for the remaining charges. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Your CBD store of West Mobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20. Lotions, lip balms, and the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of West Mobile.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating two shootings Monday night. The first happened near Knollwood Apartments about 10 o'clock. We don't know who was shot or how badly they were injured. Just minutes later, a second shooting was reported on Michael Boulevard near Downtowner. So far, no word on a victim in that shooting either. If you get water from the Mobile Area Water and Sewer System, you could pay more soon. The water system is proposing moving from the current billing system where the more you use, the less you pay per gallon, to a more uniform billing system where you pay the same rate. There would also be a 3% increase for sewage. If the board approves the changes, it could go into effect January 1st. The reason for the change is to make improvements to aging infrastructure. An LSU fan bet $50 before the college football season that LSU quarterback Joe Burrow would win the Heisman Trophy, and he got that bet before Burrow was in contention and at 200-1 odds. Now Burrow is in contention, and Matt Porter stands to win $10,000 if Burrow gets the Heisman. Porter's father, a Pensacola pastor, says he'll gladly accept part of that as a tie to his church. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Nothing says thank you like Monroe Sausage and Bacon. Order your gift packs for family, friends, or business gifts for the holidays. Order now at monroesausage.com and we'll take care of the rest. Monroe Sausage, yeah, it's that good.
Adding 500,000 highly skilled employees to our workforce by 2025 is how we stay ahead in Alabama. Our economy is stronger than it's been in years, and a skilled workforce is more important than ever. Things move fast, so choose your path. Your success is waiting, plus a great future for Alabama. Success plus. Go for it!
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Heisman Trophy finalists are announced. Auburn's Derrick Brown wins SEC Defensive Player of the Year, and the Snowball Derby ends in controversy. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2019 Heisman Trophy finalists were announced on Monday night. This year there will be four finalists making the trip to New York City for the Heisman Trophy ceremony on Saturday night. LSU quarterback Joe Burrow, Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields, and Ohio State defensive end Chase Young, and Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts. Burrow's the overwhelming favorite to win after guiding LSU to a 13-0 record and its first SEC championship since 2011. He set SEC single-season passing records with 4,715 yards and 48 touchdowns, and is also on pace to break Colt McCoy's record for single-season completion percentage at 78%. Hurts transferred to Oklahoma after spending his first three seasons at Alabama. Since the Heisman Trophy began inviting finalists to New York City in 1981, Oklahoma's the first school to have a quarterback invited to the ceremony in four straight years, and the first to have different quarterbacks invited in three straight years. Fields transferred to Ohio State from Georgia two seasons ago. This year he's thrown 40 touchdowns to just one interception and added 10 more touchdowns rushing. Young is just the fourth defensive lineman to be named a finalist in the award's history. He leads the nation in sacks with 16.5 and in tackles for loss per game at 1.9. The 85th edition of the Heisman Trophy ceremony will be announced Saturday night on ESPN. Broadcast begins at 7. The Associated Press released its all Southeastern Conference football team on Monday with plenty of representatives from both Alabama and Auburn. Auburn defensive lineman Derek Brown was named the Defensive Player of the Year, while LSU quarterback Joe Burrow was unanimously selected the Offensive Player of the Year, and LSU head coach Ed Orgeron was voted the SEC Coach of the Year. Alabama had five players named to the first team with 11 players total, while Auburn had three first-team selections and four players total. For the Tigers, defensive tackle Derek Brown, defensive end Marlon Davidson, and linebacker K.J. Britt were all named to the first team. For Alabama, cornerback Trevon Diggs, linebacker Anfernee Jennings, safety Xavier McKinney, wide receiver Devontae Smith, and offensive tackle Jedrick Wills were named to the first team. In transfer news, South Carolina quarterback Jake Bentley announced Monday that he will transfer to Utah for his final year of eligibility. Bentley started quarterback three seasons for the Gamecocks before he suffered a season-ending foot injury in South Carolina's first game this year. On Monday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles rallied to beat the New York Giants 23-17 in overtime. Eli Manning returned, replacing injured Giants quarterback Daniel Jones at quarterback, and led New York to a 17-3 halftime lead. But the Eagles would score two touchdowns in the second half to tie the game and then cap it off with a two-yard touchdown pass from Carson Wentz to Zach Ertz on the only drive in overtime.
Wentz to the end zone, wide open, they did it. Zach Ertz, eat that W, Philly.
That was Ertz's second touchdown catch of the night. He finished with 91 yards receiving. Former Auburn Tiger, current Giants rookie wide receiver Darius Slayton caught five passes for 154 yards and two of his own touchdowns in the loss. The win for Philly puts them in a tie with Dallas at 6-7 for first place in the NFC East. Travis Braden was named the winner of the 52nd annual Snowball Derby late on Monday night when the initial winner, Stephen Nass, was disqualified for a titanium violation.
What?
You're not allowed to have titanium. So Nass took the lead during the second overtime when leaders Casey Roderick and Ty Majeski were both involved in an accident. And according to Matt Weaver from ShortTrackScene.com, during the post-race inspection, Nass was DQ'd for a titanium violation in the brake system. Braden, who had finished second, was then awarded the win. The Snowball Derby at Five Flags Speedway in Pensacola was initially scheduled for Sunday afternoon, but was postponed until Monday due to rain. So a titanium violation.
As something, now I'm not exactly well-versed in racing issues here, but a titanium violation, right? Something I did not know.
Yeah, I guess it cools quicker than other metals they could be using. You know, I'm not a short track genius either. Maybe we'll have to ask Bill Roth when he gets in.
Yes.
In baseball, the Washington Nationals agreed to a 7-year, $245 million deal with pitcher Steven Strasburg that will keep their ace in the nation's capital. Strasburg won the World Series MVP this year in the franchise's first World Series win. 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Titanium violation.
Yeah.
Titanium violation.
Don't violate with titanium.
Okay, good.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers today. It will be mild with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers and colder, lows in the lower 40s. Then tomorrow, morning showers and partly cloudy and cool with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you've got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Yeah, my mother-in-law. who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit MobileBayCoins.com.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue this morning along I-65 from Dauphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt. Light traffic, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. You've had no delays from Halls Mill Road, Range Line, and I-10 out towards Theodore Dawes Road. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway also running smooth. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Schillinger Road and Airport in Mobile is ready to upgrade your holidays with the best in remote control cars, trucks, even tanks. They have top name airplanes too, including E-Flight, Hangar 9, and Park Zone. Hobbytown USA. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 620 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Segment of the show brought to you by The Maids. They are clutch. Right now, it is. We started doing working with the maids back in October, but I'll tell you right now, as we get closer and closer to Christmas, what a great asset it is to have the gift of clean and the gift of time. That's what they give you with the maids. Think about this. You've got more mess in the house than ever, and heck, we're been moving, so we're in the new house, but we're still bringing stuff in from the old house. They work around that, the mess we make doing that, mess we make breaking out all the Christmas decorations, cooking all the Christmas food, but we get the gift of time, which we need right now with Christmas parties, kids' events, getting the house ready for the holidays, the new house, getting the old house ready to sell. Listen, the maids have been clutch, and they can do for you what they've done for us. Probably do it today, maybe tomorrow. Get a free estimate and get them to come by your place and see what they can do. 344-6626. 344-6626. Call the maids. Get that free estimate. Get the gift of clean and the gift of time. 622. Let's check Kelly. Here's headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, increased security at U.S. bases and installations. The U.S. Northern Command took to Twitter to post the following message regarding military bases, saying to, quote, immediately assess force protection measures and implement increased random security measures for their facilities. The increased security is due to the deadly shootings at Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam in Hawaii and, of course, Naval Air Station Pensacola in Florida. On December 4th, Navy sailor Gabriel Antonio Romero shot and killed 2 Department of Defense workers aboard the Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam Base. Romero killed himself at the scene. And then last Friday, Mohammed Al-Shamrani killed 3 people at NAS Pensacola. He was killed by law enforcement at the scene. He was a second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force who was a trainee at Naval Aviation School's command in Pensacola. NAS Pensacola was open to mission essential personnel only, though, throughout the weekend. The National Naval Aviation Museum and the National Cemetery, they remain closed until further notice. Mobile police need your help this morning to find a man wanted for robbing the Wells Fargo Bank on Azalea Road earlier this month. Meantime, Wells Fargo is offering a reward of up to $5,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the robbery suspect. Here's what we know. Tuesday, December the 3rd, 12:15 p.m., the suspect enters the Wells Fargo Bank and passes a note to the teller demanding money. The suspect then threatens to shoot the teller, but a weapon is never seen. The suspect then took the money and took off on foot. According to the surveillance video that police have released, the suspect has a beard and dreadlocks. Anyone with any information is encouraged to call Mobile Police at 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill Williams joins us in just about 10 minutes with a rain and colder forecast. That's coming up at about 6:35. Also, you can check out what's going on the front page of the website, fmtalk1065.com, where we post 3 big things, top news stories of the day. New details emerging in the wake of the NAS Pensacola shooting. We'll get into that here in a little bit.
little bit. Plus, the Democrats are poised to unveil two impeachment articles against the president. More on that from Lauren Fox from Westwood One.
House Democrats will unveil at least two articles of impeachment against President Trump, charging him with abuse of power for pressing Ukraine to launch investigations into his political rivals, using nearly $400 million in military aid and a White House meeting as leverage, and obstruction of Congress for stonewalling and defying subpoenas in the impeachment inquiry.
I'm not going to put a timeline on it, but we want to move expeditiously, fairly, but also with the urgency of a crime spree in progress.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will have to give her approval for the articles, drafted by Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler and his team. Pelosi met privately with top Democrats last night, debating whether to include findings from the Mueller report in a third article as obstruction of justice. That move could split moderate Democrats from other lawmakers in the party.
There's two schools of thought. One is to keep it tight. The other is to put everything in it. We don't want to lose Democratic votes, and we don't want to hurt Democratic members.
Still, Mueller's investigation could be mentioned to show a pattern of misconduct by the president.
What we want to be able to do is to have articles that are constitutionally grounded and are solidified by facts.
Trump continuing to attack the impeachment investigation.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's a hoax. And it should never, ever be allowed to happen again.
His allies also fighting back.
When President Trump claims a privilege, all of a sudden that's obstruction. They've obstructed our inquiry and our ability to gather information to try to bring out the truth. Yet when President Trump does that legitimately, they just charge him with obstruction.
Something the House GOP highlighted at House Judiciary's fiery impeachment hearing.
Bang it harder. It still doesn't make the point that you're not doing it right.
They can't get over the fact Donald Trump is president of the United States.
The lawyer leading the Ukraine probe for the majority on the House Intelligence Committee argues
President Trump's persistent and continuing effort to coerce a foreign country to help him cheat to win an election is a clear and present danger to our free and fair elections and to our national security.
I want to be absolutely clear. The integrity of our next election is at stake. Nothing could be more urgent.
All right, 627 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I think I summed up my opinion yesterday on Twitter. Said calling yesterday's proceedings a dumpster fire would be a disservice to dumpster fires. This is not even partisan. It was a semantics battle. It reminded me of like a bad Model UN. Did you ever do Model UN?
Clark Prep did not have any Model UN.
So we did Model UN. All right. So, and we would always pick some small country because we were smart Alex anyways, mm-hmm. in the class of camp. So we Mozambique one year, stuff like, okay. So we do this, but then there were always the other people that just busted everything on parliamentary procedure. Like you couldn't even make an argument or talk because it was always point of order. That's what it turned into yesterday in Washington. Wow. All right. Coming right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The FBI and City of Pensacola are investigating a cyber attack on the city. The report comes just days after the shooting at NAS Pensacola. So far, agents say there's no connection between the two, but both have people on edge. Some services impacted include city emails and landlines, online services for 311 customer service, and online bill payments. 911 and emergency dispatch operations have not been impacted. There's new information about the gunman connected to last Friday's mass shooting at NAS Pensacola. According to federal and local investigators, the Saudi national posted anti-American tweets before the killings. The gunman also reportedly had a dispute with one of the instructors on the base. It's not clear where he purchased the 9mm gun used in the shooting. Five of the shooting victims are now out of the hospital. Three are still hospitalized, listed in stable condition. Two of those released from the hospital are sheriff's deputies who ran toward the danger early Friday morning. One was shot in the arm, the other in the knee. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
House Democrats will unveil two articles of impeachment this morning against President Trump, one for abuse of power, the other for obstruction of Congress. Barry Burke is the lead Democratic lawyer.
President Trump's persistent and continuing effort to coerce a foreign country to help him cheat to win an election is a clear and present danger to our free and fair elections and to our national security.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has final say over the articles, with members considering adding another one based on obstruction outlined in the Mueller report. South Korea says it's concerned North Korea's latest weapons test the other day, a rocket engine, shows it is preparing to launch a satellite-carrying rocket. California is fining CVS, the nation's largest pharmacy chain, $3.6 million for failing to redeem deposits on bottles and cans as required at some of its locations. Stock futures are down this morning, with new U.S. tariffs against Chinese imports scheduled to go into effect this Sunday. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Amazon says President Trump's improper pressure and behind-the-scenes attacks harmed its chances of winning a $10 billion Pentagon contract. The Pentagon awarded the cloud computing contract to Microsoft in October. Amazon argues in a lawsuit unsealed yesterday that the decision should be revisited because of substantial and pervasive errors and Trump's interference. Amazon and its founder, Jeff Bezos, have been a frequent target of Trump. Bezos personally owns the Washington Post, which Trump has referred to as fake news. House Democrats have reached a tentative agreement with labor leaders and the White House over a rewrite of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal that has been a top priority for President Trump. Details still need to be finalized, and the U.S. Trade Representative will need to submit the implementing legislation to Congress. No vote has been scheduled. Crude oil down a nickel at $58.97 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
There's one place where college football becomes pro football. One game, one field, one day. the 71st Annual Reese's Senior Bowl, Saturday, January 25th, where college football's top talent will compete in front of NFL coaches, scouts, and GMs. Mobile, Alabama, home of the Senior Bowl. The draft starts here. Tickets on sale now at SeniorBowl.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And 6:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, the fog is pretty thick here near our studios and probably even worse over the Bayway.
Yeah, it is, and the temperature is up around 70 degrees this morning. The normal low this time of the year is 43 to 45 degrees, so I think we're a little bit on the warm side.
A little bit.
Yeah. And quite a bit of fog now over the area from the Florida Panhandle and all the way across the Mississippi coast into New Orleans. There's areas of very dense fog. Now, there is a cold front. It's not too far away right now. It's just a little bit to the west of Hattiesburg. Hattiesburg is still near 70 degrees, but just a short distance west of Hattiesburg, it's in the 50s. So that cooler air is on the way, but it really won't get here till later this afternoon. And a very slow-moving front at this time. And so we can look for rain moving into the area and periods of rain this afternoon and also on through the night. And one very noticeable thing on the weather maps this morning is that we're not seeing clearing beyond the weather front. Instead, there's rain extends way to the west of the front. So once the front moves through, we're going to continue with rain all the way into periods of rain into tomorrow morning. And then finally, the frontal system will be far enough to the east of us that we'll start to see a little bit of an improvement. So today, cloudy skies and a good chance for showers. The high will be in the 70s. Tonight, periods of rain, and we will turn colder tonight, with temperatures getting down into the low 40s tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, it'll be quite a bit cooler. Showers in the morning, and then we'll see an improvement in the afternoon, becoming partly cloudy. We'll be breezy, but the high tomorrow only in the upper 50s, as opposed to possibly getting into the upper 70s today. The rest of the week, Thursday, a mostly cloudy day, and a few showers are possible. It'll be on the cool side, near 60. Friday, a low-pressure system will develop along the weather front out on the Gulf, and we'll see an increase in shower activity. In fact, that will start Thursday night and continue into Friday. Friday will be in the mid-60s. But the good news here, going to clear off for the weekend. Saturday, mostly sunny, upper 60s, and it looks like we'll be in the upper 60s with plenty of sunshine on Sunday. So we could end up with a really good weekend with temperatures fairly close to normal.
Oh, that's a tease that it'll be a high weekend weather scale when that happens.
Yes. On the basis of what we see now, it could be a very good weather scale for this time of the year.
All right. Once again, to review this passage of this front, while it's still lingering back to our north and west, when do we see the showers that you said this evening? When do they start? Do they start rush hour, or when do you start seeing?
Well, the showers are going to actually start a little bit later this morning.
Okay.
Line of showers now in the Hattiesburg area. So we could see some showers late this morning and then showers in the afternoon. That frontal passage will occur a little later in the afternoon, and then we're going to start to cool down. As for severe weather, we don't expect any at this time. It's possible a thunderstorm or two could develop through the day along the weather front, but then we're going to settle in for periods of rain through the night. It's going to turn colder and rather breezy, and certainly look for some rain shower activity tomorrow morning.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with the forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. By the way, we are a Omaha Steaks family at the Sullivan House. Love to receive Omaha Steaks. We love to give them because you get that thank you over the weeks and months to follow. And here's how you can get that gift item. Heck, you could order it for yourself, but order this for folks in your family and your friends are going to love it. Right now, Omaha Steaks has a limited time offer for y'all, and there's still time to place your order for the holidays if you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code Sullivan, my last name, in the search bar and order their favorite gift package, a gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. You're going to get 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, also 4 savory rotisserie premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and Omaha Steaks seasoning pack. I love their seasoning on the steaks. It's fantastic. And a special deal for y'all, you will also get a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board, all the delicious food, plus the free cutlery set that they're going to enjoy for years to come for only $69.99. Omaha Steaks are guaranteed to be the most tender steaks you've ever had. Every order is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and safely delivered in a cooler with dry ice and ready to cook. Here it is once again. You get 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignons, pork chops, burgers, potato au gratin, caramel apple tartlets, the signature seasoning packet, plus the 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board for only $69.99. But remember, you got to use the code Sullivan to get this deal when you go to omahasteaks.com. Again, order now and you can get the favorite gift package plus the free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board for only $69.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, type in Sullivan in the search bar. All right, 640, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer the problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, thick fog again downtown area and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Less than a quarter mile visibility as the state troopers are working one accident off of Moffitt and Schillinger, moving it close to the Walmart parking lot. No other delays and Mobile Police Department's clear. Just watch the fog and have your low beams on. And Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they've got the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 holiday cash back or up to $4,800 in savings. Model 2554, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, Tuesday Sal, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. On the way, looking sports, we'll talk some Heisman.
Yeah, the Heisman Trophy finalists were announced yesterday.
Also coming up, Moz is going to raise your rates. They'll tell you about how much and how they're going to do it and why they're going to do it. That's on the way. Right now, Kelly's got more headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Just days after the city of Pensacola was thrust into the national spotlight for the nation's latest mass shooting, they have now been hit with a cyber attack. The city took to Facebook, describing this as a, quote, cyber incident, and that much of its network had been disconnected. City emails and phones, 311 customer service, and online payments, including those for utilities and public works, have all been impacted. City says, quote, our IT department is working diligently to resolve the issue. Good news, though, the 911 and emergency services, though, were not impacted. Tis the season for Christmas trees, holiday feasts, and Santa doing drugs? What? Yes, you heard me right. Retail giant Walmart is apologizing this morning for a Christmas sweater, which appears to show Santa Claus doing drugs Well, you be the judge. Listen to the description of the sweater. Santa is taking the time to savor the moment when he gets his hands on some quality grade A Colombian snow. He packs it in perfect lines on his coffee table and then takes a big whiff to smell the high quality aroma of the snow. It's exactly what he needs to get inspired for Christmas Eve. That sweater features an image of Santa at a table with three white lines in front of him and the words, quote, "Let it snow." The image, which appears to show three lines of cocaine, is what's causing the uproar. The sweaters were sold by a third-party seller on Walmart.ca, which is a Canadian group. Now, Walmart, meantime, says in part, quote, "We have removed these products from our marketplace. We apologize for any unintended offense this may have caused." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Just like to point out, in an alternate universe where cocaine would be legal, mm-hmm. Walmart would be selling it in bulk. point that out.
It'd be the Sam's version.
Yes, that's right. Come into, you know, you have to get whatever kilo, however many kilos or something would be the value you buy on cocaine. Hey, by the way, additional traffic information coming in from the text line. Mm-hmm. Bankhead Tunnel seems to be the issue this morning. We've gotten both westbound and eastbound reports, but, you know, heck, the Bankhead's so small that an accident, you know, westbound affects eastbound affects westbound. So there's an accident. One of the way, how about this, y'all, if y'all aren't, is just tell us, is it going towards Spanish Fort or going towards Mobile?
That's the easiest way.
Because we see somebody tells us eastbound, somebody tells us westbound. We know this. We get the consensus that there's a traffic issue, there's a wreck in the Bankhead Tunnel. So, All right, eastbound, so towards Spanish Fort. Thank you. So it is eastbound. The second person has clarified that on it. So take that into account. We'll get more from traffic coming up in just a second.
Ho, ho, and what can I do for you, young lady?
It's more what I can do for you this year, Santa.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I noticed you've added a few more elves this year, and all this expensive camera equipment.
Indeed.
And I understand you had to build a new daycare onto the barn to accommodate all those new fawns this year.
Yes, Dasher and Prancer went a little crazy over spring break.
Santa's workshop is a bundle of ever-increasing liabilities. I'll bet you're paying too much on your commercial and business liability coverage.
I've called a couple of places, but they haven't gotten back to me yet, and I get excellent cell coverage in the sleigh. It's so frustrating.
Call Jack Green, eNational Insurance at 767-6550 for a same-day quote on your business insurance.
You think Jack can save me enough money so I can buy Mrs. Claus this diamond earring she's been wanting?
Just one.
She got a piercing while they were in Daytona.
Oh, my.
Call Jack Green, eNational Insurance at 767-6550.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating two shootings Monday night. The first happened near Knollwood Apartments about 10 o'clock. We don't know who was shot or how badly they were injured. Just minutes later, a second shooting was reported on Michael Boulevard near Downtowner. So far, no word on a victim in that shooting either. If you get water from the Mobile Area Water and Sewer System, you could pay more soon. The water system is proposing moving from the current billing system where the more you use, the less you pay per gallon, to a more uniform billing system where you pay the same rate. There would also be a 3% increase for sewage. If the board approves the changes, it could go into effect January 1st. The reason for the change is to make improvements to aging infrastructure. An LSU fan bet $50 before the college football season that LSU quarterback Joe Burrow would win the Heisman Trophy, and he got that bet before Burrow was in contention and at 200-1 odds. Now Burrow is in contention, and Matt Porter stands to win $10,000 if Burrow gets the Heisman. Porter's father, a Pensacola pastor, says he'll gladly accept part of that as a tithe to his church. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian. plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
It's all about you, you, you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you, you, you. It's all about you, you, you.
Good morning, 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2019 Heisman Trophy finalists were announced on Monday night. This year, there will be four finalists making the trip to New York City, and Radio Music City Radio Hall.
Radio City Music Hall.
That's it, Radio City.
Home of the Rockettes.
Oh, how could I forget?
Man, I saw him one time and I've never forgotten. It got burned into a young Sean Sullivan mind. The legs.
Also home to the annual Heisman Trophy ceremony.
Yeah.
And four finalists this year, LSU quarterback Joe Burrow, Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields, and Ohio State defensive end Chase Young, and Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts. The 85th edition of the award for the most outstanding college football player will be announced this Saturday night on ESPN. Broadcast begins at 7. The Associated Press released its all-Southeastern Conference football team on Monday with plenty of representatives from both Alabama and Auburn. Auburn defensive lineman Derek Brown was named the Defensive Player of the Year, while LSU quarterback Joe Burrow was unanimously named the Offensive Player of the Year, and LSU head coach Ed Orgeron was voted the SEC Coach of the Year. Alabama had five players named to the first team: cornerback Trevon Diggs, linebacker Anfernee Jennings, safety Xavier McKinney, wide receiver Devontae Smith, and offensive tackle Jedrick Wills, while Auburn had three first-team selections: defensive tackle Derek Brown, defensive end Marlon Davidson, and linebacker KJ Britt. On Monday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles rallied to beat the New York Giants 23-17 in overtime. Eli Manning returned, replacing injured Giants quarterback Daniel Jones, and led New York to a 17-3 halftime lead. But the Eagles would score two touchdowns in the second half to tie the game and cap it off with a two-yard touchdown pass from Carson Wentz to Zach Ertz. The win for Philly puts them in a tie with Dallas at 6-7 for first place in the NFC East. Travis Braden was named the winner of the 52nd annual Snowball Derby late Monday night, when the initial winner, Stephen Nass, was disqualified for a titanium violation. Nass took the lead during the second overtime when leaders Casey Roderick and Ty Majeski were involved in an accident. According to Matt Weaver from ShortTrackScene.com, during the post-race inspection, Nass was disqualified for a titanium violation in the brake system. Braden, who had finished second, was then awarded the win. Snowball Derby at Five Flags Speedway in Pensacola was initially scheduled for Sunday afternoon, but was postponed until Monday due to rain. 6:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Right. Let's just add this to the traffic mix as well. The mix we've had, we know it's the Bankhead, okay? We had some texts that say it was westbound, some that have recently said eastbound, heading towards Spanish Fort. Mobile Police Department is saying, this is being retweeted by Kane in the traffic department, truck pulling a car with a chain blocking the westbound lane of the Bankhead Tunnel. Wrecker on the way.
So westbound lane is blocked right now.
But the thing is, the Bankhead's so small, essentially you could block both lanes so very easily. I just like that. Brings me back to my roots. Truck pulling a car with a chain. I've towed many a vehicle on my own over the years.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way.
a duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers today. It will be mild with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers and colder, lows in the lower 40s. Then tomorrow, morning showers and partly cloudy and cool with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Wednesday night at 7, it's Health Talk with Sheila White. This Wednesday, Sheila White takes a look at diabetes, and she will be taking your calls. That's every Wednesday at 7 on FM Talk 106.5 for Health Talk with Sheila White. This week's topic, diabetes, a disease faced by many individuals and many families along the Gulf Coast. Join Sheila White each Wednesday night at 7 on FM Talk 106.5 for Health Talk, a discussion of health issues facing folks who live along the Gulf Coast.
Since 1917, Three George's Candy has been sweetening up Mobile Christmases. From Aunt Leela's rum cake to our mini fruit cakes to deep dish pecan pie, Christmas dinner isn't complete without dessert from Three George's and the Nut House. And don't forget Three George's cheese straws, a must-have at any Christmas party. Stop in one of our stores, Three George's Candy downtown on Dauphin Street. It'll put you in the Christmas spirit. 433-1689 or visit threegeorges.com.
Also at our factory store on Broad and your favorite grocer.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's still got an accident at Moffitt and Snow. Officers are working in a lot of fog as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Be patient and have your low beams on. Had one accident eastbound I-10 near 65. It's off to the side of the road. Long hours in the kitchen and unwanted assistance from that certain family member, or Christmas brunch at the Battle House Hotel inside the Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 2:30. For reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.